last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 14th juz, the 14th para was recited. Some ulama say that the theme of this Surah Ibrahim, Surah Hijr, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is his sunnah, he does not punish people immediately, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants respite to the people, he gives them chance until they reach a certain level, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then destroys them if they have exceed the bounds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts of this surah mentioning firstly about the greatness of the Quran Sharif, and then there are many times that the kuffar and disbelievers, especially on the day of Qiyamah, they will wish, if only we had been Muslims, if only we had accepted Islam. So Allah Ta'ala says, ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا, leave them in this world, they are eating, enjoying themselves, passing their lives, fulfilling their desires as they wish, and they have long hopes, it has deceived them, put them into deception, and made them unmindful, soon they will eventually come to know. As Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he explained there that the kuffar, unfortunately, that this is their lifestyle today, يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا, eating, enjoying themselves, completely unmindful of the akhirat and the year after. He says, unfortunately, today many Muslim people also have got the same quality within themselves, that they are also imitating the kuffar and disbelievers. The whole object of life is just eating and enjoying themselves, whereas this is not the quality of a believer. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that how past nations had been punished when the time had come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them respite and chance. But once the time comes now, then Allah ta'ala does not delay the punishment upon these people. And to save ourselves from this punishment, Allah Ta'ala has given us the greatest book, the Quran Sharif. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lhafidhun. And this Quran Sharif will remain till the day of Qiyamah. It is divinely protected by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is a great bounty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Yet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has taken responsibility to look after the Quran Sharif. And no matter how much the enemies make efforts to destroy Islam or to destroy the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala, since He is the protector of it, they can never do so. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used human beings. And our Hazrat mentions to us that what a bounty Allah has given, that Allah is Hafiz of Quran. Allah is the protector. But Allah ta'ala grants the person who memorizes the Quran his title. That's the title of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's granted as an honor to the person who memorizes the Quran Sharif. What a great honor it is for a person who is Hafiz of Quran. Really, a person himself should endeavor to become Hafiz of Quran. Or at least his children, grandchildren, may ensure family members become Hafiz of Quran. Great rewards I mentioned for being a Hafiz of Quran, because the work which Allah Ta'ala has got, Allah Ta'ala is like transferring into the heart of that person. So this is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that some people are so obstinate, not prepared to accept, that even if they see clear signs, they still will not be prepared to accept. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many of His bounties which He has given us in this world. A person looks at these bounties and ponders over them, and you will realize the great qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the waters from the heavens, فَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ, and Allah makes them, He gives us to drink, and you will not be able to gather the water yourselves. But Allah has got an amazing system of the whole water, the system in the world. How Allah ta'ala Himself looks after the water, how Allah ta'ala sends it down, and the different rivers and streams, and whole systems which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. This is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon human beings. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how Allah ta'ala created human beings. And the first human being, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah Ta'ala commanded the angels to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. They all obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except Iblis, and he was not prepared because of pride and arrogance within himself. So eventually he was taken out. But even he, Shaitan, such an evil person, Allah Ta'ala didn't punish him immediately. Allah Ta'ala gave him chance and respite. And Shaitan said, I will go in the world. Instead of saying, Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah, he said, instead of saying, Rabbi Fandurni, فَانْذُرْ إِلَيَّ, Allah Ta'ala, look at mercy towards me. He said, فَأَنْذِرْنِي, Allah, give me this fight, give me chance, I want to destroy human beings. He said, if he just changed the dua side slightly, Allah's mercy would have come upon him also. But that arrogance within himself, he said, Allah, give me this fight till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala said, I will give you this fight, but not till the day of Qiyamah. He wants you to live forever and forever. Because till the day of Qiyamah, no one will die after Qiyamah. So Allah said, at the time of your death, you will also have a death. And then Allah will resurrect him, but you also have to die. And Shaitan said that, because, oh Allah, you must guide me, I will beautify for man in the earth all the gunas and sins, and I will destroy many of them, except those people who have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chosen by you. So we must make dua to Allah ta'ala, Allah must make us amongst the mukhlaseen, those who are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then a person is saved from the tricks and the attacks of Shaitan. Then Allah ta'ala even said, inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan, you won't have any power over my special servant. Only those people who want to follow you and who are misguided, then they will follow you. And those who follow the wahi and revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the muttaqeen, the pious people. Allah has kept Jannat for them, great enjoyments for them. And Jahannam on the other side, which has got 7 doors, is kept for the people of Kufar who are not prepared to accept the punishment for them in the year after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that what enjoyment there is in Jannat, how much of comfort there is. The hearts of the people in Jannah will be completely pure and clean. They won't have any hatred amongst themselves. They will never ever get tired in Jannah. They will never be ever taken out of Jannah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed my bandas and servants that I am the most forgiving and the most merciful. And on the other hand, my punishment also is a very severe punishment. And some examples of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. The example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when the angels went to him, there were forms of mercy, because Ibrahim alayhi salam was a good pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they came with glad tidings. On the other hand, they went to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, and Allah's punishment came upon these people because they were involved in evil actions, immoral actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here that these people, they were blinded in their desires. لَعَمُرُكَ إِنَّهُ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Completely blinded in their desires. They become like intoxicated. Allah refers to their desires as intoxication. A person can't think eventually. They say when a person's desires increase, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, ذَهَبَ ثُلُثَ أَقْلِهِ. 2/3 of his aql and his brains go away. He can't even think straight now. And he starts, what evil and immoral actions he will go to, because the person now, he just overcome by his desires. And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed these people. Over and over Allah mentions in the Quran, the top, Allah made it the bottom part, turned it completely upside down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down stones, rained down stones upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, Ashabul Hijr. He went to them, and these people also were not prepared to accept. Allah gave them clear signs, but they turned away from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then a scream came to them in the morning, and they were completely destroyed. All what they had earned in this world, ma aghna anhum, which did not benefit them at all. Allah is saying the same signs now, we are giving it to you people, and we have given you the Quran Sharif. وَلَقَدْ أَعْتِيَنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. Surah Fatiha we have granted to you. وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ, and the rest of the Quran Sharif. What a great bounty Allah has given to you people. لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُمْ. After granting you these favors, how can you ever turn, never ever turn and stretch your eyes to all whatever bounties we have granted the kuffar and disbelievers in this world? It's mata. It is for a few days. It's a small, very, very. It's for things of benefit to use in this world, but it's very temporary. And what we have given you, Quran Sharif, which will last forever and forever. How can a person turn his attention towards these things? So it comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that if a person, Allah has granted him the Quran Sharif, and he looks at anywhere else after the day, then what these people have got, then what Allah Ta'ala has made great in the world, the Quran Sharif, haqqara, he has made it low. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made low, this world is completely low. It's got no value in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Azzama, he has made it great in his eyes. So really the bounty of the Quran Sharif, and Allah has given it to the Muslims. Even if you're not a hafiz of Quran, but we've got the Quran Sharif with us, what a great bounty. How can a person now ever turn his attention to anything else of this world besides deen and besides the great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there will always be some people who will make a mazak, a joke, and a mockery of deen. And this was in Makkah Mukarrama, in Medina Munawwara, the hukam was given there, it was the Islamic government. Those people who ever spoke ill of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, caused taklif to him, then they were killed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent people to kill them. And this is the punishment for a person who shows disrespect, not only to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but any of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. And on the other hand, in Makkah Mukarrama, at that time there was no government, so Allah said, إِنَّاكَ فِيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهَزِينَ, that we will suffice to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from those people who are making a joke of you. And the incident is mentioned in great detail, how Jibreel alayhi sallam came to all these kuffar, and he pointed his stick towards them, and eventually all of them were destroyed. So Allah Ta'ala says, what must you do, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these people are making these jokes, and they are mocking at you? We know that your heart has become tightened because of what they are saying, but you turn your attention towards the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. You be among those who are making sajda. Make tasbih and the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will remove the grief and the worry and the sorrow which a person goes through. In life you will always get enemies, people will try to cause harm to you, but you turn your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grief and the worry and sorrow will be removed. The next surah is Surah An-Nahl. Another name of the surah is Surah An-Ni'am, the surah of the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or Surah An-Nahl, one great bounty is the bee. By means of the bee, Allah ta'ala grants shifa, in which there is complete shifa, grants honey, in which there is shifa for people, there is cure for people. The great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah mentions many, many bounties in the surah. Some ulama said that the object of the surah is calling the da'i ila tawheed, calling us towards the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one very great way of understanding the oneness of Allah ta'ala, we must only worship one Allah, is to look at the bounties which Allah has granted to us. And if a person ponders over the bounties of Allah ta'ala, then automatically he will understand that Allah is the creator of these bounties, Allah has granted it to me. How can I worship anybody else besides Allah ta'ala? How can I turn my attention to anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And automatically the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be created in a person's heart, which the Rakim Sahib rahmatullah mentioned, muraqaba in ni'amata ilahiya. If a person ponders over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is one very simple way for a person to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned many, many bounties in this surah. But the first bounty which Allah ta'ala mentions is the bounty of wahi and revelation. يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بِالْرُوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. Allah ta'ala sends down the angels with wahi and revelation, which Allah refers to as ruh. Ruh, like how we got our soul, it gives life to our physical bodies. The life of our spiritual bodies is the Quran Sharif, it is wahi and revelation. So Allah ta'ala sends it down, عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي, whichever servant of his which he wants to, and أَنْذِرُوا أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ, warn the people, tell the people that there is only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you notice this, فَاتَّقُونِ, so fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear him only. Then Allah has granted you this wahi and revelation, Allah has granted you the Quran Sharif. Together with that, Allah created the heavens and the earth. How Allah created human beings, in what an amazing way, from a drop of sperm. And suddenly, how perfect Allah Ta'ala makes the human beings. Allah has created all of the animals for a person. In there, it's so much of benefits for a people. The jerseys which they are using to keep warm, and the jacket, and all the warm clothing. And there are so many other benefits from there also when a person eats. All the meat a person is eating. There's beauty in there. For example, people have got camels and they've got animals. There's a kind of beauty for them in the morning and evening when they are coming. Heavy, heavy loads the camels used to carry. In today's time, even elephants carry these heavy, heavy loads. Allah has created all of these animals for you people. And wal khayl wal bihal, Allah has created the horses and the mules and the donkeys so a person can ride it, and it's a means of beautification. Wa yakhluqu ma la ta'lamun, and whatever your person, what you do not even know, Allah will continue creating till the day of Qiyamah for your travels. When the train came in India, and many of our kabir went to the station just to see the train, they say because this is a manifestation of the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa yakhluqu ma la ta'lamun, Allah will continue creating what you people do not know till the day of Qiyamah. According to a person's logic, you've got animals, how can they be another creation coming there to for a person to drive, for a person to transport himself? He couldn't think at that time. But the system Allah Ta'ala made of the steam and all the petrol and the fuels and all of these things, and in today's time, what different kinds of vehicles which outwardly man is creating. But this Allah Ta'ala puts into a mind of a person, Allah allows a person to build. So Allah says, وَيَخْلُقُ, He is the one who creates. Till Qiyamah ma la ta'alamu, what you people do not even know. Allah has created all of these vehicles. It's a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who has sent down from the heavens water, which a person drinks, that it comes into the trees, and people take benefit from there. And all the different types of fruits which Allah has granted to a person, all of these are great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The changing of the day and the night, the sun and the moon, all the stars which Allah has got, and how they are in all according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a fixed system they have got. These are clear, clear signs. لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, for a person who has got aql and understanding. Then the ships which Allah Ta'ala has created, and they are moving from one country to another country, place to place, and by which a person can get his rosy and sustenance, and the import, export, throughout the world they are going. These are great bounties of Allah Ta'ala. India also, they are catching fish, لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا, by which you are eating the tasty and fresh meat, which is fish, a great, great bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. All the pearls which are taken out from the ocean, that's also is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah on the earth, He has placed huge mountains. The benefit of the mountains is that the earth is not shaking and not moving all the time. Otherwise there would have been destruction and earthquakes all the time. And وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, if you have to count one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the bounties of Allah ta'ala, the million, in one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other thing is that if you try to count one, everybody can count one. But in the one bounty of Allah Ta'ala, there are millions of other bounties Allah has kept there. So لا تحصوها, you'll never be able to encompass it. So many great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, Allah's attitude is of غفور, forgiveness, and رحيم, Allah is most merciful. In the other place of the Quran, Allah says, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوها, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. But man's attitude is what? He is very oppressive. He makes so much of nashukri. He's ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala despite all the bounties. But Allah Ta'ala is still on this side, most forgiving, most merciful. Allah continue giving His bounties to His bandas and servants. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the kuffar and the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are continuing making all of their plans, but how Allah ta'ala destroys their plans, and He comes and destroys them. This is also a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after His Muslim bandas and servants. And at the time of death, when the angels come and they will, those who are zalims and oppressors, how they will punish them. That, but on the other hand, those who are obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a great bounty. They will come to the pious people, tayyibin, yaquruna salamun alaykum, udkhulul jannata bima kuntum ta'malun, saying, Allah ta'ala, peace be upon you people. There will be safety now and in comfort for a person. Enter Jannah now because of the good actions, what you people used to do in this world. So all these great, great bounties in this dunya also, in the akhirat, the year after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept for His pious and his true servants. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah mentions other points about the oneness of Allah. لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين. Do not take two gods. إنما هو إله واحد. He is only one creator, one deity, one sustainer. As we had mentioned before, this year, that this was the Majus, the fire worshippers, Satanists, one god of good and one god of evil. Allah ta'ala is the god of evil, na'udhu billah, and Shaitan, Satan, is the god of good, and he's the one who gives light, and he's the one who gives us life. So that is why, unfortunately, these people, they worship Shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever is in the heavens and the earth, all of that only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mat and bounty is by you, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When difficulty comes to you people turn towards only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the atheist, he only turns to one. He knows it is a higher being. But when Allah removes the difficulties from you people, then suddenly a person makes kufr, and now a person starts showing disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's other great favor is that if Allah had to take hold of people, be with zulmihim, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّ. Allah would not have left any animal on the surface of the earth. But Allah ta'ala gives people chance and respite. Allah is overlooking our faults and weaknesses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us chance till the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah ta'ala mentions another bounty of the animals, the milk, how it comes out from the animal. نُسْقِيكُم مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. From the stomach of the animal, in between the excreta and in between the blood. The excreta is what color, or the smells which come out, the blood also. But in between there, the pipes, the milk is coming out completely pure, and it's very easy for a person to digest, and it just goes down a person's throat. What a great bounty Allah has given to a person, to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties. Allah says all the juices which a person is drinking from the fruit, person is extracting all of this. That's also a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another great drink is the honey. And Allah has mentioned the system here, how Allah ta'ala has made the bee and the whole system of this year. If a person just ponders about this year, in the few ayats of the Quran Sharif, these encyclopedias which can be written about the qudrat of Allah ta'ala regarding the bee and how that honey is made. And لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, a person who ponders over these things, there is a great, great sign of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat in there. وَاللَّهُ فَضَّلَ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ. Another great bounty is that Allah has given some people more money and some people less money. If everyone was completely equal, no one will make hikmat, no one will serve anybody else. There won't be any proper system running in the world. If everyone was rich, who would have been doing the menial jobs, small jobs? But Allah has kept the differences in society so that the whole system of the world can run perfectly. In a beautiful system, those places where they tried to bring a communist system where everyone was completely equal, it was a complete failure. It never ever worked out. And similarly, the capitalist system, that's also where it's only zulam and oppression upon people. That also is completely a failure. The only proper system is the Islamic system, which is shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the whole system written about this year, how exactly the Islamic system, which is the most superior system. And ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. Do you deny these great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is the one who has made from your own self, your own type partners, your wives. And from your wives, Allah has given you children, Allah has given you grandchildren. These are great bounties of Allah ta'ala. Allah has given you what wonderful and pure foods in this world, which a person must eat and a person must utilize. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other bounties also. For example, the birds, how Allah human beings, أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. When Allah ta'ala took us out from the wombs of our mothers, we knew nothing at all. Allah gave us eyes, Allah gave us ears, Allah gives us hearts. A person can look, a person can see, a person can ponder. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring the quality of shukr within oneself. Your houses Allah has made for you. Different types of houses. Solid houses. And then if you are on a journey, Allah has made tents. So a person can move around with these, so he can get some shade, become easy for a person to travel. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, even in the mountains, Allah ta'ala has made certain places where a person can conceal himself. clothing, armor which Allah has created, certain clothing which saves a person from heat. For example, in the hot places, a person wears a scarf which covers himself from the heat, and then also the armor which is very strong, which protects a person from the enemies. كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. In this way Allah has completed His favors upon you people, so that you people can humble yourselves, you can surrender yourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter in the ending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the incident of one nation, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً, that three great bounties Allah ta'ala granted to them, آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً, they are outwardly, they were in complete itminan, safety, peace of mind they had, inside also they were, in their hearts they were happy. And number three, the rosy and sustenance used to come to them very, very easily from every place. But they were ungrateful to the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Allah ta'ala made them taste, just taste, because the punishment actually is in the year after. So in this world, there is just a taste of it, of hunger and fear. And Allah ta'ala completely encompassed them with this fear, like how a person is wearing clothing, is covering his whole body. Allah put it over them, so much of fear and hunger because of the evil actions which they had done. Ya Allah says, I have given, send the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you people. What a great bounty Allah has given you. But you are denying Him. And so the punishment eventually will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will come to these people. Allah says, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. What Allah has given to you, utilize the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But وَشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties. And whatever Allah has made haram for you people, it is only filth and dirt, and it's harm for a person. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram. In the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Follow him. He was a person, shakira li an'umi. He also made shukr and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So follow the millet of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And one way also is to give da'wat and call the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person is calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were hikmat and wisdom. And in a beautiful mu'idat al-hasana, in a beautiful way, a person will give da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for the right opportunity, who am I speaking to, the right occasion. There are all different conditions for this year. And if when a person is giving da'wah, obviously there will be people who will not accept the da'wah, and they will pass remarks, they will try to cause harm to that person. But if you make sabr, punish, if somebody has done wrong to you, you can take punishment. Ijazat is given in Shariat. But if you make sabr, then it is far, far better for a person to make sabr. And for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are an example. What give? You have to make sabr. And remember, وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. It's the tawfiq of Allah ta'ala when the person makes sabr. And remember, if you got sabr and you got these qualities, Allah is with you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. You've got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your side. When a person has got Allah ta'ala on his side, what can nobody can cause harm to that person when Allah ta'ala is with a person. So this is the attitude a person must have, giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and overlooking the injustices and the oppressions which people are meeting out to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.